हरे कृष्णा, डोंट ओवर थिंक योर सेल्फ इन टू पैरालिसिस। आवर माइंड ऑफन टेंड्स अस टू गो इन टू एक्सट्रीम्स इन वॉट एवर वी डू। सो कंसिडर द वेरी बेसिक एंड इंडिस्पेंसिबल ह्यूमन एक्टिविटी ऑफ थिंकिंग। समटाइम्स द माइंड इम्पेल्स अस टू जस्ट एक्ट थॉटलेसली, यू नो, विदाउट ड्यू थिंकिंग, जस्ट रश इन टू एक्शंस एंड वी रिग्रेट देम लेटर। This is rajasic, it is in the mode of passion. And sometimes the mind impels us in the opposite direction, where it makes us think so much about things that by overthinking and getting caught, maybe this will happen, that will happen, that will happen, that will happen, we overthink ourselves into paralysis because we just are not able to figure out which option to follow. So we see this in the something similar happening to Arjuna at the start of the Bhagavad Gita. When he is about to face the start the biggest war of his life, the one war for which he is prepared throughout his life, the one war that is going to determine the direction of dharma and the direction of the world, in that war he develops cold feet. He envisions a dystopian destruction of the dynasties and a total social breakdown, and with selective conceptualization of dharma, his thoughts go into an overdrive where he starts thinking that fighting will be grievously sinful and socially destructive, and yet he knows it is his duty to fight, and just this thought just lead him to paralysis. In 2.6 he states, na chaitad vidmah katarano gariyo yadva jayema yadivano jayeyu याने वहत्वा न जिजी विशामस्ते अवस्थितः प्रमुखे धार्तराष्ट्रा न चैतद् विद्मः कतरन्नो गरीयो। आई डू नॉट नो वॉट इज बेटर थिंग टू डू, शुड आई यद्वा जयेम यदिवानो जयेयु, शुड आई विन ओवर देम और शुड आई लेट देम विन। याने वहत्वा न जिजी विशामस, नॉर्मली एनी वॉरियर वुड वॉन्ट टू विन अ वॉर, सो वॉट इज रॉन्ग विथ विनिंग ओवर हियर। He says, if we win, we'll have to kill them, and then killing my relatives, life itself would not be worth living. Te avasthita pramukhe dhartarashtra. But still, not killing them is also not an option, because they are ready to fight. They are assembled for fighting, and they are not ready for peace. So what should I do? So Arjuna's overthinking leads him to paralysis. In 2.9, he says, that it says, Sanjaya vacha eva muktva rishikesham gudakesha parantapa योत्स्येति गोविंदम उक्त्वा तूष्णीं बभुवः एवम् उक्त्वा श्रीकेशम। दैट इन दिस वे टू कृष्णा ही स्पोक गुडाकेश परंतप, दैट अर्जुन हु वाज़ अ चेस्टाइजर ऑफ एनिमीज, दैट अर्जुन हु हैड वन ओवर स्लीप, दैट अर्जुन वाज़ नाउ डिफीटेड, वाज़ ओवरपावर्ड बाय वीकनेस, बाय इनडिसिजन, बाय पैरालिसिस। योत्स्येति गोविंदम, ओ गोविंदा, आई विल नॉट फाइट। Uktva tushnim babhuvah, saying this, he became silent. So actually, thankfully, he did not just give in to the paralysis that was overwhelming him. He turned towards Krishna and sought guidance. And when he sought guidance from Krishna, Krishna enlightened him with the knowledge, wisdom of the Bhagavad Gita, which enabled him to understand what was the best course of action for him and gave him the enthusiasm to embark on that action, as is seen at the end of the Bhagavad Gita when he lifts up his bow and is ready to fight. So similarly, sometimes our mind may just go into an overdrive, analyzing various options, and we start overthinking, living in our head and becoming paralyzed in practical life. At such times, we need to follow Arjuna's footsteps and turn to Krishna in his words in the Bhagavad Gita and to his representatives who know the Gita. As we illumine ourselves with the Gita's wisdom, we will be guided about how to avoid the extremes of thoughtless action and overthinking in action, and seek and pursue the balanced course of thoughtful action. Thank you. Hare Krishna.